With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. Zubair al-Bukush was identified by officials earlier today as a member of the extremist militia in Libya. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the U.S. has not stopped seeking justice for the Americans killed in Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton famously once said about Benghazi, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, it makes a difference to Donald Trump. It makes a difference to those families. And 14 years later, it makes a difference to law enforcement who made the difference in this case.
President Trump deleted a social media post after a backlash from some Republican allies in Congress. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president posted a video portraying former President Obama and his wife as apes in a jungle. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the meme, telling critics to stop the fake outrage. But the video, which has since been removed, was denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike. Among them was Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Trump ally and the only black Republican in the Senate, who called the video the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and the United States have held indirect talks in Oman. The negotiations, while praised by Iran and Oman, appear to be a return to the starting point on how to approach discussions over Tehran's nuclear program after multiple rounds were held last year before Israel launched a 12-day war on Iran. The stock market roaring back as tech stocks recover most of their losses. The S&P 500 jumps 2% earlier today for its best day since May, and the Dow soared 1,206 points and topped the 50,000 level for the first time. The NASDAQ rallied 2.2%. This is SRN News. Missionaries are descending on the Winter Olympics.
The games in Milan and Cortina, Italy, will run for the next 2 weeks, and several Christian ministries will be on the ground seeking to spread the gospel amongst the 3,000 athletes and the 2 million spectators. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention will be handing out gospel tracts and copies of the Bible in Italian. Similar evangelistic efforts are planned for this summer's World Cup here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 17-year-old boy has been arraigned in New York on charges he sent threatening emails to other students vowing to kill all Jews at the Renaissance Charter School in Queens. The email reportedly said that at 2 p.m. we will rise up and kill all the Jews in the school in the city. Hin Mazig of the Tel Aviv Institute warns that when hatred reaches students this young, anti-Semitism is not just alive, it's thriving and spreading to younger generations like a disease. New York has been a surge in anti-Semitism in recent years, much of it following the deadly Hamas attack. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has launched Trump RX, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at discounted prices, at a time when health care and cost of living are growing concerns for many Americans.
President Trump says Trump RX will help patients buy prescription drugs directly and at a discounted rate, promising at its unveiling Thursday.
You're going to save a fortune.
The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it's set up as a facilitator, pointing Americans to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites where they can make purchases. It also provides coupons to use at pharmacies. I'm Ben Thomas.
The unprecedented four-site Milan-Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open at the conclusion of a ceremony replete with references to Italian icons and culture. This is the most spread-out Olympics in history, with competition venues dotting an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.